This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Until his retirement in 2006, Lindy Kirkland had one of the most important jobs in aviation. As the pilot of Marine One, the helicopter that transported President George W. Bush to and from the White House, every mission was critical. But when he wasn't on duty, he was also flying critical missions for his community as a volunteer pilot for Angel Flight. Last week, Kirkland was named president of the Air Care Alliance, a national group of public benefit aviation groups, and he has some goals in mind for that organization.
So, Lindy, perhaps first describe what the Air Care Alliance is, who it serves, and who its members are.
Well, the Air Care Alliance is an organization that is like an umbrella organization for over 70 public benefit flying groups throughout the country. Our members are the organizations themselves that provide public benefit flying to members of their own communities. Most of the groups are local, and we do have some national organizations like the Civil Air Patrol that are members as well.
Times are tough right now, and many of the public benefit flying organizations provide transportation services to people who can't otherwise access, you know, convenient transportation to medical appointments and that sort of thing. Is the need greater now?
I certainly believe so, Russ. I think you'll see if you talk to any of the individual groups that are providing patient transportation that they cite financial difficulties as being more of a reason for the requirement for their service than it has been in the past. I definitely think the times are tough, and that has increased the need for the service that many of our groups provide.
Well, how are the groups responding? You know, times are tough for pilots as well. Is there the ability to respond in kind?
I think you correctly stated that times are tough for pilots. Fortunately, there are many people who are still available to donate their time and resources to provide that service to their community. Obviously, some with strained finances have not been able to do that, and so we've seen a narrowing, if you will, in the numbers of pilots that are responding, just as in general the number of flying hours are down throughout the country. I really feel like the Air Care Alliance, our primary purpose is to foster cooperation among the various public benefit flying groups and to educate the community and the nation on what these groups are out there doing. And we do that in a number of ways. We host an annual conference every year where groups come together and share their ideas about how they can better serve their communities. We also host, in conjunction with the National Aeronautic Association, an annual National Volunteer Pilot Awards, or series of awards for pilots and other volunteers that participate in public benefit flying. So I really want the organization to become a real ground for fostering cooperation among the different groups that are out there, and for promoting the good work that they're doing in their communities.
Okay, well, you know something about attracting attention to public benefit flying. Give us a little rundown on your flight a few years ago.
In 2004, early 2004, I had been at Kitty Hawk in December of 2003 for the ceremony there, and I really felt like there was something that could be done to sort of highlight the great advantage that the airplane, and particularly general aviation, had brought to this country. And so I worked with Angel Flight East to conduct a fundraiser for them, and we did it in conjunction with establishing a record with the National Aeronautic Association for the fastest time to visit all the hard surface public airports in the state of Virginia. We landed at every public airport, 8 military fields and 8 private fields, with 102 landings in a single day.
You raised some money for the cause and got quite a bit of publicity out of that too, didn't you?
Yes, we did, and we really enjoyed the flight as well. It was a lot of fun, and I'd like to say we had support from many, many organizations. Cirrus Design loaned us an SR-22 for the flight, and many other companies donated goods that were used as prizes and things like that for donors.
Any other big plans like that coming up for the Alliance, do you think?
You know, not for the Alliance. We're really focused on getting our processes in place and just getting our communications up to snuff. We really want to be a much more visible and proactive force in general aviation and in public benefit flying So we're really working very diligently to update and upgrade our communications capabilities so that we're providing much more of a service to our groups that are out there doing the good work.
Okay, well, what would you suggest to someone who might be listening to this podcast who has some time and some resources available to help the public with his airplane? What's your number one suggestion for them?
I would say, first of all, thank you for your commitment and interest, and I would first direct them to the Air Care Alliance website, which is www.aircareall.org, and in there you will find a listing of all the groups that we list that are currently involved in public benefit flying, and that encompasses many areas, not just the transport of patients, but many other areas as well. And contact one of the groups that is in your local area and get involved with those groups.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time today, Lindy, and good luck with your new projects.
Thank you, Russ.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.